Whether you're traveling, budgeting, or online shopping, the NAB app has something for everyone. NAB app. It's made for human.
101.9 The Fox.
This is awesome to have BB Rexha in studio, ready to go out there in Studio B to perform an acoustic version of the absolute smash Meant to Be. She's going to have a chat after this right here on The Fox with Fifi, Fev and Byron. Take it away, BB.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be. It'll be, baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be. I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie, 'cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of, boy, make me believe. Hey, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see, if it's meant to be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. If it's meant to be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
Thanks.
Oh, woo! So good. BB, hearing it live. That was amazing.
You nailed that.
Thank you so much. Nailed Thank you. It.
Your first time in Australia, your song has been the number one song this year.
Oh,
in
Meant
the
to
country,
Be. Is
meant
a,
to Be.
Smash.
We've been smashing your song consistently on the station. Now we've got you here, which is a great thrill. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, what I love about you, BB, is you've been writing music for years, and, you know, there's so many songs that people wouldn't even realise that you were behind, writing for Rihanna, for David Guetta, for Nick Jonas, and now you are so huge in your own right.
Thank you.
What's this been like for you, having been behind the scenes and now you're front and center?
It requires a lot of traveling and a lot more hard work. I think, you know, when you write a song for somebody else, it's like you write it and then you kind of give it to them and you're like, good luck. Yeah. and I hope it's a hit and I make my money. Yeah. But when it's like your song, you really have to put in the work, and it's countless flights and months of traveling and being away from home. And we do like 100 flights a year. So that's like a flight every 3 days. It's crazy. Wow. Yeah.
How do you go with all that travel?
It gets to me. Like right now I'm starting to feel it, you know. Yeah. But it's fun.
We've got everything set up out there.
Cool.
And we're about to hear your brand new single live.
Yes.
On Melbourne Breakfast. I'm a Mess, BB Rexha.
Very excited.
Can I ask one more question?
Go ahead.
Yes.
With your songs that you've written for other artists, what's your favourite song you've written for someone else?
Probably Me, Myself and I for G-Eazy.
Oh, I love that song.
Just because it came from such a real place. And yeah, I feel like in the end of the day, who has your back better than you? You know what I mean? So that song always kind of keeps me going, and sometimes I'll perform it and get and feel really emotional because it's so, I don't know, empowering.
That is a great song. That was huge for you at the time, wasn't it?
When I had black hair.
Yeah, when you had black hair. I remember that era.
What about
Blondes Do It Better?
Yeah. For Rihanna and Eminem Monster.
Yeah.
You wrote that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm, yeah. That was
I absolutely love that. I still have it on high rotation on my playlist.
Oh, thank you.
Love that song.
That song is also such an empowering song. I feel like the songs that do the best for me are records that have like some type of message, sad or happy, but they need to have some type of meaning and empowerment and some type of light to them. So like with that record, I wrote it in a place of like, you know, like this is just who I am. This is my journey. And it was really interesting seeing how Eminem made it kind of his own. So that was a really cool, like when I first heard it, I was like, oh, this is amazing.
You must have, because I was so surprised to find out you'd written it because I love Eminem.
Yeah.
And I felt it was such a personal ballad in many ways. And I'm like, get out. That was BB.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I got to perform with him at Coachella. And that was an epic moment. And I actually hadn't met him for like 4 years. I've never met him until that time. And it was just such an incredible, like, you know, he sent me a private jet to like pick me and my parents up.
Yes.
I was like, I want him in his private jet.
Didn't we do that for this interview? Didn't we pick you up in our Fifth Heaven Bar?
No, I wish you would have.
No, sorry about that.
Do you ever think, oh, geez, I wish I sung that song myself?
No, nah. I feel like everything happens for a reason.
It does, yeah.
Well, the original version of Monster, because I geek out on this stuff, was completely different. And then Eminem repurposed
like
it. And
there's like a leaked version on the internet of me singing it. It's really cool.
I like that version. Anyway.
He's a music geek.
I'm a mess. Here we go.
Oh, really?
You're gonna play it right now. She doesn't care.
You are the mess, Byron.
I'm a mess.
She doesn't care about your story anyway.
I'm a mess. Stop telling it then. I'm a mess. BB Rexha right now. Fifi, Fevan Byron.
So messed up here lately. Pretty sure he don't wanna be my baby. Oh, he don't love me, he don't love me, he don't love me, he don't love me, but that's okay. Cause I love me, yeah, love me, yeah, love me, yeah, love myself anyway. Hey, everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be okay. It's gonna be a good, good life. That's what my therapist say. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be just fine. It's gonna be a good, good life. I'm a mess. I'm a loser. I'm a hater. I'm a user. I'm a mess for your love. It ain't new. I'm obsessed. I'm embarrassed. I don't trust no one around us. I'm a mess for your love, it ain't new. Nobody shows up unless I'm paying. Have a drink on me just to the feeling. Whoa, you don't love me, you don't love me, you don't love me, you don't love me, but that's okay. Cause I love me, yeah, love me, yeah, love me, yeah, love myself anyway. Yeah, everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be okay. It's gonna be a good, good life. That's what my therapist say. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be just fine. It's gonna be a good, good life. I'm a mess. I'm a loser. I'm a hater. I'm a mess for your love, it ain't new. I'm obsessed, I'm embarrassed, I don't trust no one around us. I'm a mess for your love, it ain't new. Gonna be a good, good life. I'm a mess, I'm a loser, I'm a hater, I'm a user, I'm a mess for your love, it ain't new. I'm obsessed, I'm embarrassed, I don't trust no one around us. I'm a mess for your love, it ain't new.
Oh, yeah! A little idea at the end and everything. What a pro, BB Rexha with Fifi, Fev and Byron right here on 101.9 The Fox. The new album Expectations out now features that single, I'm a Mess, and of course this smash. It is meant to be, it'll be. Good on you, BB. Great job.
Foxy 101.
The album
Foxy?
Is available now.
I think you said Foxy.
In stores and online.
101.9 The Fox. Are you a divorcee and ready to find love once more? This is Fifi, Feb and Byron's Single Wives.
Based on the successful TV show which premiered last night with your host F-Box on Channel 7 at 7.30, The Single Wives.
Yes, and returns tonight, 7.30, Channel 7. The journey continues for the four single wives all coming out of marriages and looking for love again.
How long does that go for tonight?
I think it's like an hour. An hour and 20, yeah.
Interesting.
And then leads into the footy show. Don't you worry, Fev.
Can you not promote your own show within a promotion of the Fifi show,
well,
please?
Last night the show went for an hour and 25. Right. So I was just wondering, because I'm on TV at 8.30. Okay. Right.
We'll tag team. I'll hand over to you.
Okay.
But can I just say, I was so proud of it last night. And I love dating shows. They're my thing. But I thought what I love about this show and why I agreed to do it was because it's well-meaning. It's got the right intention. It's not tacky. It's not tawdry. It's about women genuinely wanting help.
Yes.
And Matthew Hussey does a great job. Now, we thought,
Mr. McDreamy,
why don't we on our show with Fev, Byron, myself, why don't we try to help a single wife, someone coming out of a marriage?
Yeah.
So we've been speaking to Chanel over the last few days. She's very bravely put her hand up and said, guys, will you help me find love again? And we have heard from a single guy who we think is quite a catch, and we have him on the line, and we're going to set him up on a date with Chanel. Are you there, Steve?
Yes, I am.
Scuba Steve.
Hey, how are you, Fev?
Good, man.
Steve, firstly, well done, because you've been very brave yourself. You've just put in your hand. Yesterday I said, guys, you know, what have you got to lose? You only live once. And you called us, and you are prepared to go on a date with Chanel. Steve, how long have you been single?
I've been single now for just under 4-5 months, sorry.
Ooh,
okay.
Fresh.
So you, now, Steve, what are you looking for in a lady?
Strong-willed, independent, easygoing, someone who's happy to, you know, just try and make things work.
Oh, I've got a good feeling about this. I've got a good feeling because Chanel, we obviously met Chanel and we've had a few chats with her. She's very independent. She's got a lot on her plate. So she's a woman who's got her own thing happening, and I think that sounds like you'd be quite compatible.
Oh, good start.
Now, Scuba Steve, you've got a couple of tin lids. have you spoke to them about redating? Because they are very young.
No, they are that young that I haven't really spoken to them about redating at
they
this present time.
They're cute
dating.
Little buggers.
Yeah, they are. They're gorgeous.
Are you talking to your 4-year-old about the dating scene? I'm not sure.
I'm just asking what happens is if you date someone and they go, Daddy, where are you going? And then she sees you with another woman.
Right.
No. Okay, this is, I think, how it would go, Steve, and you're fresh on the dating scene, but I imagine you start dating somebody and after a number of months when you're You then introduce the you don't introduce 4-year-olds to a new partner immediately.
Yeah,
no, definitely not.
No,
I mean the date's not at Chipmunk's Play Centre.
Now, Stevie,
are you nervous, Steve?
Mm. Yeah, quite nervous.
So, Steve, you're going to go on a date with Chanel. Any advice you want from us? Any tips that you're looking for? Because Fev and I are putting ourselves forwards as wingman and wingwoman.
Yes, so I'm the Mike Hussey of the group.
Matthew.
Have you been with anyone since?
No, definitely not.
Steve, what can I say? And for Chanel, we've got a photo of you here. Steve, you are quite the catch. So,
Thank you, Fifi.
You are very much quite the catch.
Look
so,
he's got a bit of the George Clooney.
With Chanel.
He's almost Greensboro's George Clooney, isn't he?
He is.
Extraordinary.
You're very Clooney-esque, Steve. So we look forward to this date. Okay.
Steve's going to hang up and think he's on.
So the date we will get to hear, listen in on this tomorrow on the show.
Yes.
That's very exciting. exciting. So, Steve, hold the line. This is all happening.
Where are we sending him?
Without the benefit of the actual relationship expert from the single wives.
Yeah, but do you know what? I work with Matthew Hussey. He's taught me everything he knows. I'll be fine.
Okay, we look forward to it.
I watched last night. He's going, oh, and you're going, oh, my God, they're perfect.
That's a disaster.
101.9 The Fox.
Last night on Channel 7 at 7:30, the single wives kicked off. It's back tonight, 7:30. The journey continues.
For your new show.
Yes. Hosting it with the wonderful Matthew Hussey, a dating expert to the stars. Like, actually the stars. Like, Eva Longoria, Hollywood stars turned to him. Jeez. And these four women have access to him over the next 4 weeks. So,
They're pretty chuffed when they realised.
Yeah.
But I reckon they were more excited when you walked in.
Oh, look, you know what?
They were pretty happy.
I'm their wing woman and I give them lots of support. Matthew,
I reckon you were shocked how much love you got. You're like, oh, he's up.
If you watched last night, Matthew sometimes goes, I love what we're doing together, just less of your opinions and don't give the girls any advice. But it's a great look. I'm really proud of the show because in the world of reality shows at the moment and a lot of dating shows, it really is well-meaning and it's genuinely trying to help these four women back on the dating scene. And for anyone watching, I just think it's great picking up also Matthew's dating advice. Mm. Like, he gives really good life coaching advice that anyone can use. But last night, I think, and you were looking at Twitter feeds and everyone was talking about Sheridan.
Yes.
So Sheridan is 41. She's been married twice.
She doesn't look it though.
She's come out. She's
just ask her.
They're all gorgeous. And she's come out of a really bad marriage where she's really wounded.
Yes.
And Matthew nailed it last night. He could see that. And I think this happens quite a lot. When you see someone who's hard and picky and judgmental, usually it's because they don't want to get hurt.
Yeah. Well, I think her word was emotional. Why she broke up, emotional. What did she say?
Gosh, I wish I knew.
Emotional cheating? Emotional. She said something that picked up, so yeah, might be, yeah. It wasn't. We're not right. We're not into it yet, are we?
No, we're not. The journey continues.
The journey continues.
Sheridan's got a good heart, but she came across quite hard last night. In fact, let's listen to how picky and superficial she sounded.
Why am I being set up with all the short people? It's like Danny DeVito's. They're all coming up to my boobs. And I'm very big on teeth.
I'm a firefighter by, that's my career.
Up here, they don't seem to do much, though. They kind of lift weights and drive around a truck in a circle.
Woo! It was really hard to watch because I was there on that night and I watched her meeting all these guys on these speed dates.
She was cutting everything short.
She was just wrapping them up. She was being really rude and dismissive. Yeah. And I almost felt like walking out and saying to the guys, hey, it's okay, you're okay. Yeah. But
I think at the point she said, I'm running out of partners because she just kept dismissing everybody.
She didn't. Well, as you would have seen at the end of the episode, she got no text the next morning from any guys. But I thought, look, Sheridan came across very superficial last night. 13 10 60, we're actually right now going to try to find Melbourne's most superficial data. Like, 13 10 60, give us a call. Be really honest, how superficial have you been? Like, we're talking about you didn't continue dating someone because they were wearing a necklace, jewellery. You're not into men with jewellery. They had long fingernails. Maybe they had one crooked tooth.
Like, or this no is, tooth.
Well, Fev, I mean, put your tooth back in. Named yourself. And it's a brave thing to do because you're actually just calling it and saying, yep, I'm picky, I'm superficial. We'd like to find out the most superficial thing or reason for not dating somebody.
Good stuff. The lines are open and we even
got a jingle.
Yeah. When you set your standards way too high, you're so picky. Wow.
Tim James, take a bow.
Soulful. 13 10 60 is the number. We'll take your calls next.
101.9 The Fox. When you set your standards way too high, you're so
picky. Beef, why are we looking for Melbourne's most superficial data?
Well, because last night The Single Wives premiered on Channel 7. It continues tonight at 7:30. Myself and Matthew Hussey, dating expert to the stars, with phenomenal advice. And we saw Sheridan, one of the women who's come out of a traumatic marriage where she's very wounded and she has come out of that marriage particularly picky and superficial.
Sure.
And, you know, social media melted down last night with, whoa, how picky is she? But the truth is, for whatever reason, I think most people could hold a mirror up to themselves and at some stage in their lives, whilst dating, they've been superficial. So we're looking for Melbourne's most superficial dater. We've got Josephine from Point Cook. Hi, Josephine.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, Josephine. Now, Josephine, are you picky and superficial in general or was it just one occasion?
My friends say I am all the time, but I think it's just in that one occasion.
What happened and what was wrong with him?
Well, we went on a date, and I just didn't really want it to take it to the next step because of his bad taste.
Oh. Like, Josephine, how bad? How bad?
Well, it's a really bad gap in the middle.
Like a field goal?
Sorry.
Like a goalpost? Like,
well, don't you start bullying the guy.
I'm not bullying.
I think gaps can be sexy, though.
How to kick a field goal through those.
Gaps can be sexy.
Are they?
I think so.
Yeah, why not?
Hughie's got a gap.
Yeah, there you go. That's sexy.
He's hot.
That's why I just, didn't want to take it to the next level.
Well, fair. You know what, Josephine? For whatever reason, you didn't.
Did you tell him that? Did you say, hey, mate?
I probably
would. What?
No, it wouldn't have been so great to say that, but I just said I'm not interested.
Didn't say why, just left.
Yeah, which is important. I think one thing, if you're going to be superficial, keep it to yourself. Like, don't tell the guy or the girl for that reason.
But if he got his teeth fixed, I wonder if Josephine would have dated him.
Well, I know. I often wonder if you continue on that single scene and I wonder at some stage if Josephine would think, he was a really lovely guy and
When you're about 60, yeah. You're on the couch by yourself having an English breakfast tea, and you go, oh, geez, I should have gone for the field goal.
Tian in Coburg. Hi, Tian.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What were you? What did you do at your superficial best?
Well, if the guy rocks up with pointy dress shoes on, it's a no-go zone for me.
That's almost fair enough.
How pointy?
They were like pointy import style Arab shoes.
Yeah, with like remember the white ones that used to get around?
People, I don't mind a bit of a point.
These like snake skin.
Yeah,
too.
Snake skin. Okay,
no.
Like, yeah,
yeah, no. How do you feel about a Cuban heel, Tian?
What about a Roman sandal?
I'd love to walk barefoot.
Oh, look out.
Wow, the shoes.
Fev's on.
I do know that's a thing with women.
Yeah, nightmares. I can't get over it.
All right, so it's all about the shoes.
Does even part of you think, though, if you really liked a guy, I can buy him a new pair of shoes? Like, you can change that.
He just came with it. Like, he was fine the first day. He rocked up in Adidas or Nike Runners. I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy looks like... he's so cool and blah, blah, blah. It was all tatted up. The second date, he rocks up in a shirt and pointy shoes and I'm like, yeah.
Mate,
he's done.
Mate, he's driving the VN down Chapel Street with the rims lighting up. He's got the dice hanging down. He's a fully sick wog.
Oh, wow. What's happening?
I can say that.
Melanie in Caulfield. Hi, Melanie.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Melanie. Melanie, Fev's very amusing this morning.
Oh, this is the best segment ever.
Mel, what did you do or who did you reject for a very superficial reason?
It was a while ago, but this guy I was talking to sent me a photo of him wearing with an earring in his ear, and it wasn't a real one. It was like a fake one because he was trying out to see what it looked like. And he asked me if I liked it, and I was kind of like, oh, yeah, it's all right. But then I just stopped talking to him because I, like, hated it.
Was it, Melanie, out of interest, was it the fact that it was a fake earring more than the fact that it was even an earring?
It was just an earring, like an earring on a guy, just not into it.
I've got my ear
pierced. It just put me off. And he was a really nice guy as well, so I probably missed out. But.
You had your ear pierced.
Yeah, right? I can see his little hole.
I had my ear pierced when I was younger. Rocked it. Alex brought me a diamond earring.
Did you, out of interest, have a little Nike tick there?
No. I actually did have a Nike one back in the day. But Alex brought me a 1-carat diamond for our wedding.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
I never used to take it out. And then when we were training at Optus Oval, I got tackled and lost it I spent 2 days. I got one of those detector things to try to find it. Never found it.
Let's get the gold detector out. Yeah,
literally
and go
lost
and get
it. It's on a diamond. On
Let's find it now.
Had my eyebrow ring done.
Did you really?
Yeah, wow. Over in the Greek islands.
Really?
Yeah, we all got it as a footy trip thing, and then we got in a big brawl with some Germans and got knocked out.
Okay, that story drifted.
101.9 The Fox.
Guys, very exciting times, as we all know. My beautiful ex-wife, fiance, wife, partner of life.
Everything the love of your
the
life.
Love of my life, my soulmate, my rock.
Oh,
Schnooksy, she's pregnant. And
how many weeks now?
Well, it's 20 weeks. We're going for our 20-week scan tomorrow. So I'll have a picture for us guys on Monday, which will be exciting when we come back after the weekend. But when you have a baby...
and a little girl you're having.
A little baby girl, another one to go to the Favola clan. And
just I looked at all your photos of you and Jace with your families.
Yes, there's 8 of us.
So how many girls between you and your brother?
When this baby is born, there'll be 8.
Amazing, oh, wow. 8 girls. It's
plus Megan, who's Jason's fiancée, and Alex. There's 10, and then there's me and Jace.
You and Jace!
Yes, so 10 girls, so 2 boys.
A lot of AFLW talent there, though. That's almost a whole
team.
We
have a netball team. We literally have a netball
so
team.
Funny.
And a soccer team. So anyway, the most important thing other than a healthy birth and is naming the baby.
Ooh.
Because you need a name and getting the name right. Because
who gets to choose
Byron's
the name
parents
in your
didn't
family?
Get the name right and had to change it. Remember, he was
Gregory.
Well, they gave me the option of Byron as the middle name.
No, they didn't.
And I thank Mum for that.
It's not an option.
I've gone with that.
No, it's not an option.
Are you doing an all-in name? Like, you know, you get the girls involved?
Yes. Well, last night I thought I'd ask Lenny and Lulu because Mia and Daniel don't hang out with us.
Daniel Rioli.
Daniel Rioli, Mia's boyfriend.
Richmond superstar.
He bought a house up the road, didn't he?
Yeah. Future son-in-law.
Did he? I'm not sure. He hasn't been in it because he's been living in our house.
Right.
But I thought I'd ask the girls what they thought on babies' names.
And this was in bed last night,
This was in bed last night because I thought to myself, because you got a little puppy coming on Monday.
And I let Trixie
name him. So I just wanted to see what names my girls would come up with. And this is what happened.
What are your thoughts on babies' names for your little sister?
Well, I did like Evie, but then I realised we have a cousin called Evie. Name? I like Toby.
No.
No.
I love a boy name.
No, Toby.
It's a unisex name.
She'll get bullied and stuff.
No, she won't.
No, Toby. Not Toby. I love Toby. Like Toby, middle name for Vola. My name is
I think Gertrude.
No. Gertrude Alphabux. Petro.
No, I think
it's Petro.
For a girl. Toby's better.
It'll get called petrol 70 cents a litre.
Hey, Petro, are you owning a petrol station yet? What about Isabella?
Isabella, that's a nice name. Bella, I like Bella.
Too many Bellas in the world.
Mom, there's going to be someone with
Bella. We know a lot of Bellas.
I like Teddy.
No.
And Molly.
Oh.
Not Molly.
No.
Molly.
Please do Toby.
Toby with an I or with a Y?
I. No, an I. That's like Toby with a Y is a boy. Toby with an I is a girl.
Okay, an I.
What about Bobby?
Uh-uh.
And Bobby Brown.
No.
Lily.
Lily?
Lily.
No.
Lily's a nice name.
Lily, Lulu, Lenny and...
What about Alexa?
No.
What about Lexi?
Lexi. No.
What about
Roxy.
Siri?
No.
My name is...
What about Greg? That's an awful name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Looks like we've got a long way to go.
Yeah. I love that, and I love the girls' enthusiasm. Do you know what I love most about it, though? Because what I've taken from that, and I know, all I was looking out for was Schnooksy.
Yeah.
I know who's going to make the decision.
Oh, 100%.
And every time she popped in with a
no. And that's not happening. If Alex doesn't want it to happen, it ain't happening.
And I think we've got, as I said, we've got a long way to go. That was mayhem.
Toby was the front runner, though.
Yeah, well, Lenny loves Toby,
Why
but Lulu didn't like
Molly?
Toby. No one likes Molly because it's like there's a dog called Molly.
Lenny, Lulu and Lexi.
Yeah, but Lexi's too much like Alex.
Alex, you're right.
So, Toby's great with an eye. I like Toby. That's cool.
I like
cute.
Teddy. I like
Teddy.
Molly. But
yeah, Robbie Williams has got a Teddy.
Really?
Yeah, his little daughter's Teddy.
I think someone else, what's his name? Whipper has got a Ted. Teddy?
There we go. He certainly does. A boy.
It's a boy, boy called Teddy. Yeah,
but anyway, we've got 18 weeks to go, so...
good luck.
We've got a lot of... there's a lot of water to go under the bridge, I like.
So at what stage do we get to contribute?
Yeah, good point.
None.
Always here.
101.9 The Fox.
You often think when someone passes away that the grief and the loss of that person is what people focus on, not so much what they left or what they didn't leave.
Oh, but you'd be interested to see how much they're worth.
Yeah, but don't you think... I don't know, maybe I'm getting too emotional and sentimental about it, but I would like to think that you don't really care whether you get something in someone's will. Like, at the end of the day, that person has passed away and you lost them.
Yes. When my uncle died in Italy and I was going to get $650 million.
They were fraudsters who were trying to rip you off.
I was really
no relation whatsoever.
I was scam. Really excited.
But I'm bringing this up because, and I've never watched Porn Stars. It's
great show.
The reality show about a porn shop.
Yes, I thought it was something else when I put it on, yeah.
I bet you did. So I was shocked. A pawn shop being somewhere where you pawn items to get money.
It's like a cash converters kind of deal.
Correct. Yeah.
So what happens is they borrow and they go into, it's like, in just say it's in Vegas and someone's passed away and they've got like a storage shed and it's got a lock on it and people bid for how much money to open that, and whoever was the winning bidder is, they get to open it, and whatever's found inside is yours.
That's awesome, if that's how the show works.
Leon, I think Leon's under the impression you're thinking about the wrong show.
Yeah, no, that's Storage Wars.
Cool, okay.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay, so... ignore everything they've just said. Different television show. So, Porn Stars is about a family in the US who own a pawn shop. Now, this is sad news because the patriarch of the family, Richard Old Man Harrison, actually passed away in June last month. And now his will has just been read. And what is fascinating about this to anyone who knows this family is he's cut his son out of the will. Oh. Only one of his sons.
Ooh.
Now, all these guys star on the television show. And apparently, he hasn't given any reason for this. So Christopher has been told you are... actually, I'll read the quote from the will. This is from his father's will. I would like to express my love and affection for Christopher Keith Harrison. However, for purposes of this will, I have intentionally and with full knowledge failed to provide for him.
Wow.
Imagine reading that after your dad passed
away. Brendan, it would be the equivalent of Ange saying, just for Jason, not for you.
Jason gets everything.
Yeah, that would never happen.
But you never know what happens. And despite the fact that I said before, you'd like to think that we're not all driven by financial gain and what gets carved up when someone passes away. We always hear, and that they, you know, often it ends up on a current affair. Will Wars.
I don't have one.
131060. Well, get one. What has gone down in your family, maybe in a family you know? Like, have you never spoken to a cousin again or a brother or a sister because of a will war?
Whoa.
Fevia, you've pointed out.
I don't have one.
Well, that is so irresponsible.
Well,
I don't know what to say.
I'm
other
young.
Than...
These are the basics.
No.
Oh,
I'm under 40.
You've got children. Okay. You need
but
a will.
I'm pretty sure Schnooksy would take it anyway, and the kids.
I
don't really need
one.
I
have full faith that Alex is across this.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she'll take it.
Remember when Paris Hilton got taken out of her grandfather's will?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, for Passion Millsy.
I don't think that happened.
I don't think that.
131060 is the number. Give us a call.
101.9 The Fox.
If you're a fan of the US reality show Porn Stars, and even if you're not, because the three of us have never watched it, Feb's watched another show that he thought was Porn Stars.
Yeah, I have watched it. They all roll into one, though.
I know. But anyway, the guy, the patriarch of this family, Richard Old Man Harrison, passed away last month, and the will has just been read. Now, he has purposefully left one of his sons off the will.
Gee.
And with no reason. And we, if you think about this, and I haven't watched the show, but, gee, that's going to play out for him. Maybe he did it as a plot line for the next series.
Maybe, just to start up another series. Because I wonder if they get along with the siblings, if that brother and they're all mates. Because if you just give him some.
But this is where it all gets contested.
You'd sling him,
doesn't it? It all ends up contested. And then
I'd sling Jace a couple of bucks.
Well, he's not going to get left out of your father's will.
He would, yeah, but Jace might want more than a couple of bucks. He might go, I want my half.
Mate, get what you're given.
Well, this is the thing.
Hang on.
People don't always want what they're given. They want more. And then suddenly you've got a will war.
Oh, I like that. We should have had a jingle.
We should have had a jingle.
Will wars. Will wars. Will wars.
Mickle. Hi, Matt.
How you going?
Hey, Matt, we're well. And sorry, we're being a bit jovial and lighthearted when this is a serious topic. Have you or your family endured a will war?
Mine's about my own will.
What's happening? Is there a war already? How old are you, Matt?
28.
I'm 28.
very young to be having a will war. What's going down?
Yeah. I left my will on my front seat of my car, and I let my mum borrow the car, and she read the will, and she wasn't happy with what she read.
Is it because she's not happy with what you left her?
Yeah.
What did you leave?
Nothing.
Oh, wow.
Matt, yeah. Is she cracked it? Are you...
Yeah, no, we're not talking. We haven't spoken for a little over 8 months.
Oh, sorry,
I've got a way
I'm
to get
laughing.
Out of it.
That's
I've got a way
funny.
To get out of it, Matt. You see, and just say, Mum, the way hopefully our lives work, you're passed by the time I pass and we grow old. That's why I've left you out, because I thought that you'd be gone, because I don't want to die young.
Yeah, no. Well, there's also... I said that, but she didn't take that well either.
No, okay. Matt, I'm on your side. I'm on Team Matt, really, because your mum shouldn't want your money if you pass away. Your mum should be really heartbroken if anything ever happened to you.
Yeah, exactly. But she doesn't see it that way.
That's a real...
Yeah, Matt's got
getting into
issues.
An argument with your 28-year-old son about his will
the fact
seems...
he didn't leave you anything. Out of interest, Matt, who have you left everything to?
To my kids.
Oh,
how dare you!
What a great dad!
Bad grandma.
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't sound... I don't want to buy into this, and it's quite a serious fallout here, but your mum's not in the right.
Team no. Matt. We're all on Team Matt here.
Absolutely,
thanks,
Matt.
Matt.
No, that's a shame. It's not as much fun as I thought.
Yeah, it's not much fun.
Sue in Geelong. Hi, Sue.
Well, how much fun?
Morning, CT. Morning, Byron.
Morning, Sue. Just a sec. Sorry, Sue. We're talking about wills. Did you think it was going to be fun?
Fun one.
I sort of thought we'd have a fun jingle and it would all be a bit
I did my jingle.
I know you did.
All right,
no,
let's
better
go.
Than
I
anyone Leon's done.
I hadn't thought it through. Sue, what would you like to share with us? Have you endured a will war?
Well, if you just heard, I said, good morning, Sophie. Good morning, Byron.
Hi.
Now...
Yes.
How could you? What? How could you not have a will?
I just never thought about it.
That's because what? You're under 40?
No, I just don't want to die.
No, nobody wants to die, you fool.
Jeez.
But really, do you have any idea what happens when you pop off the perch and you haven't got a will?
Yeah, it'll go to my wife and my kids.
No!
Who's it
you'll
going?
Have to go through a whole heap of crap to get that.
Yeah, it goes
it
to
doesn't
the state,
automatically go to her. The government gets a big push of it if you don't do something.
Do you know Schnooksie? Don't
yes?
worry. She'll get,
well, no.
she'll get it pretty quick.
I'm
don't worry.
Tipping.
No, she won't. Get.
Oh,
no,
don't worry.
No, Sue, I appreciate everything you were saying, and I have the fear, knowing Alex, I have a feeling at some stage she would have put a document under your face and said, sign this, and it's all done.
But thanks for your concern, Sue.
Comes from the right place. Thank
and
you,
hopefully sir. I don't die for another 80 years.
All right, there we go.
101.9 The Fox.
When Amy Shark was here, and she's been here many times over the last few weeks, but Amy mentioned this on our show.
What AFL team do you support?
I've always been a fan of Carlton. You have been my favourite player. You can ask any one of my friends. Thanks. That's legit. You've been my favourite player since I've been watching AFL.
Do you know what? I just remembered, Amy. I totally forgot. Fev said to me before you came in, can you ask her who your favourite player is?
Oh, no.
I was waiting for it.
It's pretty cool. Amy Shark has you as her number one AFL player of all time.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, isn't it? And then remember we were talking...
A million of them.
Well, because you uploaded the photo of Amy in the Carlton jersey, and Amy did
yes.
that too. What is interesting, though, is that somebody has made a comment
who?
About Amy wearing the Carlton
what's wrong with that?
Jersey. Are you familiar with a rapper called Senator Briggs? Did I get that right?
It's Briggs.
Senator Briggs.
You'd be across Briggs, wouldn't you?
No. Fergus Briggs?
Who's Briggs?
I thought it was Senator Briggs.
You don't listen to Triple J?
News.
So anyway, Amy tweeted, Faith, hey, thanks for the gift at Brendan Favola with the Carlton jersey that said shark on the back.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you've got Briggs's tweet in front of you.
Yeah, I don't.
He says, no at Amy Shark Music. In Victoria, being sent a Carlton jumper is a terrible insult to you and your family. Ooh. Burn it immediately. Which is a joke.
Briggsy.
Briggsy should just stick to what he knows best. Nothing.
Oh, jeez.
Well, who is Briggsy? Don't go bagging the Carlton's won 16 premierships. Don't go. Don't go bagging
ordinary
the
ordinary now though.
It doesn't matter. Goes around like a merry-go-round. Things another. Come back.
It does. I mean, I've got nothing personal against Carlton,
I know,
but I think he was just having fun.
That's very personal.
I think it was just a joke.
He said, "Burn it."
It's a joke.
Well, it's a joke.
It's like burning the national flag.
Whoa! Now you've
just
really
a Carlton
one of the, jumper. It's one of the greatest sporting companies in Australia.
What, Carlton?
Organisation, yes.
How do you define the greatest?
They've won the most premierships.
Bottom of the ladder?
Won the most premierships, have the most money.
Yeah.
Dick Pratt left him.
Well, you should be doing better than bottom of the ladder if you've got the most money.
I just want to count now how many nemesises Fev has. He's now can add Briggs to his list.
I know. Well, there's Danny Green.
I don't even know who he is. How can he be a nemesis?
Danny Green.
Miguel? Is he a nemesis?
Miguel the chef.
Miguel's a ripper. We're both French.
Miguel the chef from the living room.
Who's your other nemesis?
He's definitely one of your nemesis. You know Miguel.
Congratulations to your band nomination for the Logies.
I mean, you guys have really got to cool it off.
I don't know who
Model
Captain
Ashley
Briggs
Hart?
Is. Imagine who?
Leon, help. Who are his other nemesis?
I put that there when you're talking about gap tooth earlier.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, guys, footy show. Hey, you're 7:30 tonight.
I'll start because my show's on
God,
first.
Hurry up.
So, we've got five minutes. Fev and I can plug our shows to our heart's content.
Fade the ending.
Yeah, get rid of the music. Okay. 7:30 tonight on Channel 7, The Single Wives continues. I'm hosting. Matthew Hussey, dating extraordinaire, expert to the stars, is guiding these wonderful women on their journey to find love. Get all the dating tips you've ever dreamt of tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7.
Oh, and then turn over to Channel 9 at 8:30. I'm hosting. And then Ed's going to be sitting there too. With Sam Newman. Hey, we've got Geelong skipper Joel Selwood on, which is great.
On the footy show, yeah.
On the footy
say
show.
Say the name of the show in future.
People know, mate. People know.
Wow, that's arrogant.
People know. And we'll probably be talking a little bit about Gary Ablett. His wife is having a baby. So we're going to have another Ablett.
Ooh. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Great genes.
Can't wait.
And I've got absolutely no idea who else is on. So
it doesn't matter. As long as you're on, that's all that matters.
That's the main thing. I'm back because I've been away for 2 weeks. What are you on?
Without Beats by Game Day on Sunday morning.
We're trying to get Byron a show on Channel 31 just to make it.
If you took an interest in my career, you'd know I've been on Channel 7 for 5 years.
Beats by Brain Day.
Okay, that's not what it's called. Anyway, Keys is up next. Old School 909. No ads. We are straight into it. And Fox FM's.
You have a segment.
$100,000 alphabet. It recently went from 60 seconds to 75. You're welcome.
Whether you're travelling, budgeting, or online shopping, the NAB app has something for everyone. NAB app. It's made for human.
1019 The Fox.